In those last crumbs, throw down that last little bit of coffee and come on up here. Blessed assurance. Are you sure? Are you certain at this moment? I mean, the question's always asked, if you were to die right now, do you know that you would spend eternity with God? If you are born again, you can know for sure. If you don't know for sure, if you're singing this song today and you're saying, you know what, I don't have blessed assurance. I am not certain that I am an heir of salvation, purchased of God, born of His Spirit and washed in His blood. Please don't leave today without talking to somebody, because we would love for you to have that same blessed assurance that we do. Please stand with me as we sing Blessed Assurance. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Sing the third verse here, okay, and then we're going to do what we all want to do when we get to that last chorus, right? Hold out those really significant parts. So enjoy it. Watch me, listen to the musicians, and we'll get this. All right, go ahead and start third verse.
Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His good.
Be seated.
Good morning and welcome to Faith Baptist Church. Anyone that's visiting, there should be a visitor's card in front of you on the back of the chairs. We have Sunday school at 9:15 and mornings on Sunday. Worship is at 10:30. Tuesday is morning Bible study at the Brewster's house, and at 9:30, yeah. And then prayer meeting is 6:30 on Wednesdays. Thursday morning Bible study at 9:30, which is usually out in the gymnasium building. Lord willing, we'll have heat out there by the middle of this week. The boiler's back together, and we've got a few things out there to do, but the big part is done. Let's see, we also have an upcoming event on October 27th. We have men's prayer breakfast at 8 a.m. in the morning, and that should be out in the gymnasium building, too, by that time we should have heat. So I don't know of any other announcements that need to be done. Does anybody know anything I've forgotten? Okay, thank you. Let's pray, and we'll ask the Lord to bless. Lord, we thank You for the opportunity to be here this morning. We thank You for our church family. Pray that You would work in each one of our lives, help us to apply the sermon and the word taught this morning in our lives, that we would take it seriously and would change our hearts. We thank You for work of our church, and pray that You would guide the leaders in Christ's name. Amen.
I was just handed a half sheet of paper. If you do not get one of these, please make sure you get one. They're all passed out. This is a notes provided to us this morning for the message. And if you can tell just by looking at it, it says important pillars of eternal security. We just sang about our blessed assurance, and now we're going to sing a song that says, I know whom I have believed. Again, do you know whom you have believed? Sometimes I encourage the guys who come to Victory Academy, I say, you know, if you don't know or if you know that you're not a Christian, feel free to not sing along when we're at church. I would hate to tell you that you've got to sing along and actually encourage you to lie. If you cannot sing these words with confidence, I know, I know not why God's wondrous love, but I know whom I have believed. If you can't sing that, then don't. Don't lie this morning. And if you can't sing it with confidence, again, I want to encourage you to listen carefully to the message because God wants you to know. Let's all stand together and say, sing number 442. In our normal hymn books called Chosen as His Children. We've sung this song before. It speaks to a beautiful truth.
Good morning. Today we're going to read a letter from Larry and Maria Pieri. How many of you guys remember them? They came in May. Quite a few hands here. We actually missed them. We just went on our Florida trip right before they got here, so we missed that. But they came in May and talked to you guys about the ministry. I think they had some slides and stuff to show. So this is their latest letter, October 2018. I actually had the privilege of being on the missions committee in our church down in Florida, a small church. We're there for over 8 years, my wife and our family. And I remember looking at the missionary letters, and it seemed like it was always a month at least behind, sometimes 2 months behind. So I got this and like read about things that happened last week. I was like, wow, this is pretty neat. I feel really current. It starts with a verse on the top, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. It says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." And then it starts, "Dear saints in Christ Jesus, the Lord is good and continues to work things out for his good. Sunday, October 7th, was the German Thanksgiving holiday. We thank him for his blessings during this time." And it looks like they were working at this local church in Hamburg. Does anyone have any information? I know they were in Italy. Are they still in Italy? And they're just, they are in Germany? Okay. Okay, thank you. I was reading this, and I was like, boy, this is all about Germany. And I know they were in Italy, and I was like, this isn't making a lot of sense, but that makes a lot of sense. Thank you. So they're over in Germany, and I think it's in Hamburg, a local church in Hamburg. It says, "Praise the Lord for these four believers who were baptized and added to the local church in Hamburg on September 30th. It was a time of rejoicing at their step of obedience." And then he asked for prayer for these four people, Ermina, Adelina, Anne, and Tobias, and just to pray for their walk with the Lord as they are just recently baptized. He does have a couple of photos on the bottom. I really didn't know how to translate that and get that ready. But it's just showing their church there in Germany, and then a picture of the baptism. It says, "Soul winning continues to be a daily adventure. There's so many immigrants here that a day doesn't go by without opportunities to speak in English, French, Spanish, even Italian at times." And then he's talking about a doctor's visit that he had. He was able to witness to a refugee from Afghanistan who escaped the Taliban. And he's a Muslim, but he did get to read an entire tract on salvation. And so he's just asking prayer for, his name is Nasif. Nazif, who's the Muslim, and just pray for him and other Muslims that they meet. It sounds like there's quite a few refugees moving in and out of that area. They just had their VBS last week, or October 7th through 11th. They had about 35 kids throughout the week that came to that. The theme was Joseph in Egypt. And he just said there was a good spirit among the workers, the children that showed. And just pray for these little kids that they were shown matters of the heart and just talking about sin and righteousness. He did say through the week that 8 children professed faith in Christ. So we praise the Lord for that. Then he talks about, he got to accompany Shakira, a lady, on the bus, and also her sister during the VBS week. And he gave her the Gospel of John in German, and she began to read it soon after she received it. And then he saw her the next morning at the bus stop, and she was still reading the Gospel. And he said later that day, she told him that she put her faith in Christ. And then she was sharing with her sister. I don't know if her sister has, but Shakira did profess Christ as her Savior. He does ask for prayer for his right eye. It's vastly reduced in vision due to macular degeneration. But he says his left eye is good at like 20/25. But if we could pray for his right eye, it seems to be getting worse. Also, they had prayer. They need prayer for a missionary named Ray Virtue. And he's got cancer. He's becoming quite weak from the cancer. He spent the last week in the hospital. They did say a praise. He did have strength to attend the church. And he actually played a part in that story of Joseph during the VBS. He played the part of Jacob, his father. So he got to be a part of that. He asked for a prayer for the church to find a German-speaking pastor to take over the work here. So I'm guessing he must know German, and that's probably why he's been a help there. But they're looking for a pastor to take over, and that would free Larry and Maria probably to go back to Italy and continue with their work there. So if the men would want to come forward now, and we'll go to Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful for the Pieris and just their faithfulness to you. There in Italy all those years, and now in Germany as he's gone to help this local church in Hamburg. And Father, it sounds like you've been blessing them already with people coming to know you and people getting baptized. And Father, he does have a work that he left behind in Italy that's near and dear to his heart. So we do pray that you would raise up a pastor that speaks German and that could fill the pulpit there, that would free the Pieris to go back to their mission there in Italy. But we do thank you for your goodness. We thank you for the good week of vacation Bible school they had over there. And Father, just pray that you continue to keep your hand of protection about the Pieris. Just provide for their needs. Do help him with his right eye as it's beginning to fail him. And just pray that he could find a doctor that could perform a surgery that could help correct the regeneration and or degeneration in that eye. And we do thank you for Shakira and her profession of faith as well. Father, just by your Spirit, just help these four that just got baptized recently, help them to continue to grow in the church. And we do thank you for the opportunity to be here as a group of believers to worship you. And Father, just pray for the offering now. Just use it for your ministry here. And just use it to spread the gospel in different parts of the world. And we thank you for your goodness. In your name we pray. Amen.
The chorus of that song goes like this. This, the power of the cross. Son of God, slain for us. What a love, what a cost. We stand forgiven at the cross. The song we're about to sing is called Before the Throne of God Above. We're going to sing all three verses. But I just want to, it's easy for us to sing a song, kind of turn our brains off a little bit. It's kind of like how we can drive home and then be like pulling into our driveway and wonder how we got here so quickly, right? We can't go on autopilot. So I want to prep us to understand the song as we go through. It says, before the throne of God above, I have a strong and perfect plea. There's that assurance. But this one gives it to us why we have that strong and perfect plea. Because we have a great high priest, and explains who that great high priest is. And then for those of us who've ever struggled with our assurance, sin comes in into our lives and we're making terrible choices, and we know that we're not living according to the love that God has shown us, and we struggle with doubt. And verse 2 says, when Satan tempts me to despair and tells me of the guilt within, upward I look and I see him there who made an end to all my sin. I didn't save myself. I don't keep myself saved. And then the last verse is all about the risen Lamb. It's not about me. It never was about me. My salvation isn't about me. It's all about him. So let's stand together. Let's sing intelligently and passionately before the throne of God above. Let's stand together. Speaker's going to come up today. His name is Lonnie Wilson, and I'm going to give him an opportunity to introduce himself because he knows himself a little bit better than I do.